little pre-homily talk before I do the homily. This particular weekend, all the parishes in the Archdiocese are doing the Catholic Services Appeal Collection. You may have already given to that and contributed it through the envelope you received at home. Thank you for that. If you need more information, there's a video on our website with the Archbishop explaining this. There's also information on the website and in the bulletin regarding to particularly what this is about. These ministries that the funds go to are those ministries which do not have the financial resources to support themselves. And so every parish that is able to contribute, you and I, help those ministries. Just quickly, some of those that might not be familiar to us that benefit are the campus ministry, which is the parish now of St. Lawrence, which is the Newman Center on the University of Minnesota campus. There's the hospital chaplains. Father Mike Erlander has been one of those chaplains who benefited from this. There's the prison chaplains. There's our Venezuelan mission. And then one of the newer ones that has been added is the Abrea Pregnancy Resource. So if you have not yet contributed, would like to consider that, there's envelopes in those plastic slots right in front of you. I'd ask that you take one home to pray about your gift, to either return that to the office or drop it in the collection next week. The pre-homily now is done. Every month I receive a newsletter out of Chicago from a group that is called PEP, P-E-P. It's the Parish Evaluation Project. And each of the newsletters don't necessarily have to do with evaluation of a parish. They have some different suggestions and reflections of other parishes. Some of those I save and think maybe I can use at some point later. Some of them I read, they're good, but I just recycle them because I don't think I'm going to be using them. A few months ago, there was one that came that I saved. It was entitled Eulogy Virtues. And in it, they quote a man, David Brooks. And David Brooks writes for the New York Times. But they quote him in a book that he wrote called The Road to Character. And this is what David Brooks said. Recently, I've been thinking about the difference between resume virtues and eulogy virtues. The resume virtues are the ones you list on your resume. The skills that you bring to the job market and that contribute to the external success. The eulogy virtues are deeper. They're the virtues that get talked about at your funeral. The ones that exist at the core of your being. Whether you are kind, brave, honest, faithful. What kind of relationships you have forged. I believe that what Jesus is talking about in the gospel today are eulogy virtues. Those are the virtues that I believe that God has placed in each and every one of our lives. And they are part of who we are. And they are to become the core of our being. They are to become what it is that forms us, that forms the character of who we are as followers of Jesus Christ. And I believe deeply that God has placed each of those virtues in us and helps us to reflect those. They are who God is. They are who Jesus is and who Jesus tried to help us to understand who God is. And they are ours, I believe, because the scripture today says that. And it's the last line of the reading. To bear the image of the Heavenly One. You and I bear that image of the Heavenly One, of our who God is. Now, sometimes that is really a struggle to live those virtues out. And I'll just speak for myself. I find them sometimes very challenging and very difficult. I find sometimes it's the indifference towards other people. It's the negativity that I can live and be, or the sarcasm, or sometimes the cruelty in the words that are spoken. It can be the pride, it can be the selfishness, and they can creep up so quickly. Even after preaching this, I'm driving home last night. Somebody's going too slow for me. Come on, pick it up. Or later in the evening, saying to the person in front of me, why don't you use that little lever that's on the left side of your steering wheel and let me know where you're going? We can very quickly fall into them. But that is not who we are and what we're about. We're about those virtues that Jesus talks about in the gospel today. They are within us. And Jesus says, be the best you can be. Be the kind of person that I have created you to be. Live in this way. Be peaceful in the way that you are in situations that might have conflict within them between you and others. Refuse to retaliate when you're provoked in a situation. Be nonviolent in the words that you use and the way you speak about others and to others. Inviting us to be people who don't pick on other people, who don't bully other people, to be people who don't jump on failures of other people, sometimes within our own families, to make sure that we're not people who criticize the faults of others, and not to condemn people who are down on life, to be easy in the way that we are towards others, to be easy with ourselves. For it is the scripture today that says, maybe ask ourselves, how do we want others to be towards us? And to remember that, as the scripture says, what we measure out is what will be measured back to us. So if we give her those virtues, then those virtues become back to us and part of us. And it is what God has created us in that image to be in the lives of others. For our God is generous and kind and gracious to us, even at the worst times of our life. God is kind to us. We are asked to be kind to others. So this is what I invite for our prayer. Take some time this week to be aware of, what are your two virtues? What are two of your virtues that you live out each day? Name them. Be grateful for them. Live them. And then second of all, find that person in your life, go to them and say, these are the God virtues that I see in you. Thank you for that. Share that with them. Let's pray with that as we go into the week.